from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We celebrate God for His faithfulness upon our life. We thank Him for His mercy. We all be in the temple today, celebrating and glorifying God. Thanksgiving Sunday, because today is the last Sunday of the month. Or next week is your own Thanksgiving. Whatsoever, however, we thank God every day. Every day we give thanks to Him for His faithfulness and mercy upon our life. We celebrate Him. He is able and abundantly able to do all that we think, say, or do. Brethren, we glorify God. This will not be our last Sunday on earth in Jesus' mighty name. The month of grace is running to an end. May is flowing. By this time next week, we'll be in the month of June. But I pray and I decree today that it shall not be your last. It shall not be our last in Jesus' mighty name. We will see great and mighty things happening. There shall be peace all around in the mighty name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will take control over us in the name of Jesus. The glory of God upon our life will not dwindle, rather it shall increase in Jesus' mighty name. And that's why I'm saying happy birthday to as many that are celebrating their birthday today. I say happy birthday. Many happy returns of the day, long life and prosperity. You will not live your life in penury in Jesus' mighty name. Those that are marking one anniversary or the other today, I cherish this. I cherish it. Birthday is personal. Anniversary is corporate. Birthday is personal. Anniversary is corporate. That's why when you are marking one anniversary or the other, it involves people. If you are celebrating your graduation anniversary, it involves your parents, your colleagues, your friends, your mates. When you are celebrating your wedding, it involves you, your children, and your wife, and your husband. Brethren, I pray today that that anniversary will give birth to many more anniversaries in Jesus' mighty name. Every day of our life shall be full of anniversaries in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, today let's move into the word of the Lord. I want us to see a new thing. How are we empowered? How are we empowered? How are we glorifying the name of the Lord? How are we rejoicing in Him? How do we have that boldness? Let's look into the book of John chapter 14 verse 14 today. We are talking about empowerment. We are being empowered. Look at what the book of John chapter 14 verse 14 says. He says, "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." That's empowerment. He empowered us. If you ask me for anything in my name. Look at what he said. It's different from if you ask my Father. He said it, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Put it upon me. I will do it for you. Why are we having our mouth closed? Why are we not asking? Why are we complaining? Why don't we keep on asking? You know, if the whole world keeps to this, and they were asking every time, and there is time, the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, it says, there are time and season for everything under the sun. Wow. What are we talking about? There are times and seasons for everything under the sun. If there are times and seasons for everything under the sun, that means you must wait. You must learn how to wait. You must learn how to wait. Jesus Christ said, if you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. If you are not asking, do you know maybe somebody is fasting and praying, asking for your life in the name of Jesus? Do you know if somebody is somewhere asking for your glory in the name of Jesus? Do you know if there is somebody somewhere that is fasting, seriously concerned, working with the name of Jesus to take your position? So why should you keep your mouth shut? You are being empowered. When you see people that are carrying gun and they are not bold enough to shoot, to raise it up, it will be taken from them. That position that the Lord has given unto you, are you making use of it? Say, call unto me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, but you have not called. Say, ask and it shall be given. You have not asked. Seek, you will find, but you are not seeking. Knock and it shall be opened, your door not open. Who is at fault? And some people will be saying, Jesus is powerless. Jesus is not doing this. God is not doing that. But I'm telling you today, you have been empowered, but are you making use of it? John chapter 4 verse 10. John chapter 4 verse 10 says, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who is it that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. This is exactly what is happening to our lives. When Jesus was talking to that woman by the well, you know, the woman was just talking, and Jesus Christ told him, you do not know what God has done for you. You don't know what God can do for you, but you are running helter-skelter, you are blabbing, you are doing all manner of things. They beg you to go to church, they beg you to pray, they beg you to fast. You believe you have your own idea. I have people like that. They won't come to church, they believe they have their own idea, they'll be somewhere. You don't run after such people. You learn from them. How do I learn from them? I'll be looking at you and say, okay, God, let me see if this man is right and you are right. They will come to church. They believe in their strength. They believe in their power. You ask them, say, why don't you rely on God to do it for you? And they will tell you, it's been written that even a Christian that don't have work is worse than an infidel. That's not what we are talking here. You can only handle what you are capable of doing. There are so many things you are not capable of doing. Even what you believe you are doing now, you are not capable of doing it. It's grace that has been working for you. Brothers and sisters, why don't we come unto Him? Why don't we come unto Him? I know some people, after service, they will tell you, after service, call me, I will come and pick you. They don't have any business with Christ. Don't let it be like that. You are being empowered to do great and mighty things. The little one you are having is peanut. Let him come unto you. Brethren, as Christians, how are we doing? Are we giving Him our time? Are we giving Him ourselves? Are we giving Him our substances? Are we doing? Look at the woman by the well. That one is now said unto him, if you know who is talking to you, to give him water, then you will know that you are blessed. He said, then I can give you the water that we will need to come becoming here until some secrets were revealed. The woman don't believe. Are you that kind of person in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit? Are you that kind of woman? Are you that kind of man? Though you have encountered one problem or the other, but you still find it difficult to believe. Little thing is happening to you and you are now saying, God, stay, hold your side, I hold my side. You will not be fools in Jesus' mighty name. We will not be fools in Jesus' mighty name. When things, the tide is moving, why don't we go? Why are we going against the tide? He said, I will give you, I will do it for you. Call unto me. Call unto me. Jesus Christ said, call unto me. I will come and I will answer you and I will help you to do it. Brethren, I pray today that we have better understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Some people are very active when they have problem. You won't be active when you have problem. Even in your pleasure, you will still adore and serve God in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me stop here today. I say, have wonderful service in the church today. Have everything and it shall be well with us, because victory is ours already. And by His grace, we will soar higher and higher in Jesus' mighty name. Till tomorrow, by His grace, when I'll be coming your way, I say, happy Sunday. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank FCMB, or you can use 3025365130. Account name Alabi Femi. Bank First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.